Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, where we've got a big finish to an incredible week of transfer activity. We've got even more Phil Jones and Jordan Henderson for you. We've got an interesting Spurs target, some fascinating quotes from a top striker linked with Arsenal, and a Chelsea player responding to persistent rumours about him. But we start with the battle for Arsenal's Gael Clichy as we get stuck into transfer time. Yes, Arsenal's left-back Gael Clichy's 25, he's got a year on his contract and he's declared his intention not to sign a new one at the Emirates. The Guardian say that Liverpool have made a £5 million offer for him, knowing that Arsenal have to sell now or lose him on a free next year. But I can tell you that reports reaching us from Germany indicate that Bayern Munich have moved in as well, an £8 million bid from them. Gael Clichy is the longest serving player of the current crop at Arsenal and is one of a number of options being considered by Liverpool, as he would be much cheaper than the £9 million rated Ali Sissoko of Lyon and Osasuna's Spain international Nacho Monreal. What may count against Liverpool is that Bayern can offer him Champions League football while the Reds are not in Europe at all. What fascinates me, given the prices Henderson and Jones have gone for, £5 million for an experienced player like Clichy does look awfully low. Elsewhere, still no conclusion in the fight for Samir Nasri. He too has a year left on his contract. Man United have opened talks to sign him. Here's our own Daily Mirror. They're reporting that United will offer £10 million for the Arsenal midfielder, who's also refusing, as I say, to sign a new deal. Also in the Mirror, Ashley Young, going to leave Aston Villa this weekend for Manchester United. He's actually on holiday, but when he comes back, he'll finalise a new deal worth £130,000 a week. No wonder Aston Villa gave up trying to keep him. Corriere della Sport in Italy reporting something Mirror Football brought you about a week ago. AC Milan in for the Chelsea striker Didier Drogba. Also coming out of Italy this morning, the Inter Milan midfielder Wesley Schneider says he's staying in Italy. From what's being reported, both United and Chelsea have refused to match his £7 million a year salary. Quite right too, good player, but not at silly money. Aston Villa also in the hunt for the Getafe defensive midfielder Derek Boateng. He's also had offers from Turkey and the Ukraine. The Sun say that Newcastle close to signing the France midfielder Johan Cabet for £4.3 million from the French champions, thanks to Francois Lopez, who sent us some details from France on that via spy@mirror.co.uk. The Sun say he's due on Tyneside today, that's Cabet, not Lopez, for a medical ahead of signing a five-year, £30,000 a week deal. We told you earlier this week that West Ham want Kevin Nolan, who's presumably the player that Cabet would replace. Fulham, however, have emerged as contenders for Nolan as well. The Italian website Calcio Mercato is reporting Spurs have made a move for the Palermo striker Abel Hernandez. He's 20 years old, and if I'm honest, his stats don't set my pulse racing, I have to say. He's made 49 appearances for Palermo since joining from Penarol in February 2009 and scored just 10 times. Calcio Mercato say Palermo have rejected an £8.9 million bid from Spurs to sign the Uruguay international. We've got some quotes from his agent, Vincenzo Di Polito. He says, I know Palermo have turned down an offer. If indeed it was £10 million, £8.9 million, then it would be... I'll start again. If indeed it was 10 million euros, which is £8.9 million, then it would be considered too low, as the value of the player in the market is of 20 million euros, which is £17.8 million. The Times say that Sunderland tried to muscle in on Liverpool's bid for the Ipswich striker Connor Wickham, with Spurs also keen, but the Black Cats have instead turned to the South Korea forward Ji-dong Won. He'd cost £800,000 and he plays for the Chunham Dragons. And here's another one for you Spurs fans. The Arsenal midfielder Abu Diaby telling The Sun today he owns and wears a Yunus Kabul Spurs shirt. I'm not sure whether he's lost his mind or what, but he says he wouldn't rule out a move to Spurs. So Spurs fans, Diaby's time clearly up at Arsenal. Would you take him? You know how to get in touch. Time for your messages and lots of you asking about the fee for Samir Nasri on our graphic down the side. It's the fee that we're being told that he would go for. I know all about Ashley Young and the German keeper Manuel Neuer. We're just telling you the ballpark figure doing the rounds for Nasri, which is between £8 and £10 million. Just to get into your messages, Troy Astor doesn't think Peter Odemwingie's tally of 15 goals from last season is better than Drogba's, considering he had malaria. I'm not so sure about that. Bad Half likes our new office, says £12 million for Chris Samba to Arsenal is a good deal. To Mac and Crazy, hope that Sunderland news I mentioned earlier is okay for you. To Gunnar Halseth, he's been on via Twitter. He says, hey Darren, love the show, thanks very much indeed. Do you know what squad number Jordan Henderson will be wearing for LFC next season? We don't at the moment, to be honest with you, but we will find out. And it's a good point actually to mention LFC TV. That's LFC.tv for an excellent interview with Damian Camoli, who's helping Kenny Dalglish with that recruitment policy up at Anfield. It's an interview all about Jordan Henderson and the fact that he's very much a player for now and not the future. Really, really fascinating stuff. Check out LFC TV for that. Let's take you around Planet Football for some European transfer news. In Italy, Juventus very keen on Atletico Madrid Sergio Aguero, but the Spanish Daily Marca carried quotes from the striker saying he is flattered by Jose Mourinho's interest in him at Real Madrid. Nigeria's talented keeper Vincent Enyema going to begin the new season in League One after signing a four-year deal with the French champions Lille. That's courtesy of Complete Sports. We told you earlier this week that the Lorient striker Kevin Gamero has ruled out a move to any club not playing European football, in other words Newcastle. They've made a bid for him. Now PSG in France or Valencia in Spain are the favourites to sign him. The Naples-based radio station Kiss Kiss reporting that 33-year-old David Trezeguet is set to join Napoli this summer from Hercules. Trezeguet scored 12 goals for Hercules this season but couldn't prevent them from losing their top flight status. And if you're an Everton fan, you'll already know by now that the 33-year-old Bayern Munich striker Miroslav Klose has turned down a move for the blue half of Merseyside to sign a two-year deal with Lazio. Now, as you know, we like new names here on the Football Spy Show, so check out the Daily Mail. They say that Arsenal trying to sign the Uzbekistan captain Odil Amadov, and they source his stories coming from the head of the Uzbekistan Football Federation. Now, we've done some checking around. Amadov is 23. He's a tough tackling midfielder. He plays for a club called Pakador Tashkent, and he's on loan at the ambitious Russian club Anzi Makedekia. Now, they signed the Brazil legend Roberto Carlos in February, and the Mail quote Mirabar Usmanov, the president of the Uzbekistan Football Federation. He says that Arsene Wenger very interested indeed. In fact, we've got some quotes from Usmanov. He's quoted as saying, "Such a flattering offer from the English club was possible thanks to the successful performance of the Uzbekistan team at the 2011 Asian Cup, where the Uzbek team finished fourth." Competition time, our Hey Big Spender competition does indeed continue. Man United obviously out in front as they take their spending to £55 million with the capture of Ashley Young from Aston Villa. But there's a long way to go. Harry Redknapp wants Spurs to make three big signings. The word is that Arsenal could yet break the transfer record this summer. And City and Chelsea, well, I don't need to tell you what they could do. Liverpool also starting to show they mean business. The strip of your choice plus boots and a goodie bag up for grabs to the winner. So include your kit size and your boots size with your entries, also of course where you're getting in touch from. Brash Boys in New Zealand thinks it's going to be City, Chelsea and Liverpool. Torres X, Messi X says, "Hi guys, fantastic show, thank you very much indeed." He thinks it's going to be City, United and Chelsea. On our Twitter feed, at Football Spy FM Scorpios in Hungary, he thinks it's going to be City, Chelsea and United. And on Twitter, Rasan Gaidi in Dublin thinks it's going to be Chelsea, United and City. Now, from today onwards, the transfer rumours we're hearing when we're not on air are going to be updated on our Twitter feed at Football Spy, as well as on the excellent Mirror Football website. Keep your teams and your tweets and your messages coming in, and make sure you watch England in action against Spain in the under-21 European Championships on Sunday. Tell me on Monday what you think of Phil Jones and Jordan Henderson. But in the meantime, the Football Spy Show is back on Monday. Have a nice weekend.